What if you have this negative anchor over here? Let's use John as the example. John, who was depressed because his father died, right? He got touched on the shoulder here. How do you get rid of a negative anchor? The way you do it is by doing a process we call collapsing an anchor. And to collapse an anchor, you have to anchor, create a positive anchor, and learn how to deal with the negative. So let me show you how to do it real quick. Collapsing an anchor. It's how to get rid of a negative. I'll give you a simple example. Here's what you do. Let's say John knows he's got this negative anchor over here on his shoulder for depression. What does he do? Create a series of positive anchors that are much more powerful than the negative. Does someone else have to do this to you, or can you do it to yourself? Which one? Can you do it to yourself? Yes or no? Absolutely. Let me show you how. Let's say I got this negative anchor. I'm John. I got this negative anchor over here. I want to create a series of positive anchors. So here's what I do. I need to put myself in a peak what? And at the peak of the state, I need to do something unique. So, I close my eyes, and I got to get fully what? So I think of a time in my life when I was really in a peak state, really in a peak state. There we go. There it is. Yes! All right? And I do something unique. That's rather unique. Do you think of something else? Let's see. Oh, peak state. There we go. Peak state. Yes! Think another one. Yes! Another one. Yes! One more. Yes! One more. Yes! Now, you got that state, a little neutral. Think about something else. Change your physiology. Touch the floor. Do something else. And now you fire off the anchor. Yes! You see if it creates the same feelings, and it does. So now what? I've created a series of positive anchors. I got a negative. Now what do? You fire both anchors off simultaneously. You go, yes! And that's about what happens, right? First thing that happens is steam comes out of the person's ears. Why does that happen? Literally, on some people's faces, one side of the face will go up and the other one goes down. It goes asymmetrical. It scares some people when they're first doing it to someone. It's nothing to be scared of. It doesn't last. It's not permanent. It lasts for like 5 seconds max, usually, maybe 10. But what's happening is you're firing in the brain two different neural pathways that are radically different, firing in the brain simultaneously. Does that make sense? So when they hit in the brain together, the one that is stronger collapses the one that is weaker. Or another way for it is neutralizes it. Or it takes it over. So you go, yes! And all of a sudden you hold just for a few seconds and you'll see that person's pupils dilate, or you'll see them just look straight ahead like nothing's happened. And then all of a sudden they'll take a breath in. Or you'll literally see one side of the face go up and the other one come down slightly, and then it'll balance out within like 5 seconds. And you let go. And now guess what you do? You go here, and they feel good. You go here, and they feel good. Or they feel neutral, at the very least, on either side. Now, why do you do a series of really positive anchors? What if you do a weak anchor, an anchor that's not very strong? So you think of a time you felt really good, and you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you go this, yeah. Guess what? Now you'd be depressed on both sides. Literally. That's why you got to make sure when you do this anchor collapse, the other side is stronger. And that's why you do a series of these as opposed to one on the side. Does that make sense? Now, some of you might say, well, Tony, that sounds great, but what if I don't know where the negative anchor is? What if I don't know it's on my shoulder? How many were thinking that? Good. See, I have the answer. The answer is you don't have to know. Let's say every time your boss walks in the room, you feel these really intense feelings of fear or anger, okay? You don't know if it's the way they looked at you or a touch or whatever. All you got to do is create your positive anchors. And then when you think about your boss, it opens up the whole file in your brain about your boss. Anytime you've been touched, right? Anytime they've looked at you a certain way, any voice, it's all in that same file. So all you do is create a series of positive anchors. Then what do? You think about your boss. Think about your boss. Think about your boss. Right? Put yourself in a peak state. What do you think about your boss? And when you think about your boss, pretty soon, whenever you think about your boss, you'll feel what? You'll feel these pleasurable feelings, and also when your boss is around, you'll be neutral or positive. Okay? So that's how you collapse an anchor. Now, let's not talk about this stuff anymore. Let's do it.
So, what's an anchor? An anchor is when you create a link between an emotional state and a trigger. So in the future, all you have to do is set the trigger, and you will feel the state. But as Tony just said, let's not talk about anchoring anymore. Let's do it. Here's what I want you to do. Within the next 24 hours, I want you to find a person and create an anchor for them. Maybe a coworker wants to have more courage to ask for a raise, or your spouse wants more patience with the kids, Or your friend wants to be motivated to lose some weight. Anything goes. Whatever it is, practice anchoring. That's how you're going to become a master at it. So remember, when you set an anchor, you first catch or put the person in a peak state. Second, at the height of the peak state, do something unique. Third, interrupt their pattern. And finally, fourth, test the anchor, refire it. If it doesn't work the first time, don't worry, do it again. Most likely, the person was not at the height of their peak state, or maybe the trigger needs to be more truly unique, or it was not replicated effectively. And you can have lots of fun with it. It might take you a few tries to get it right the first time, but that's why this is your assignment, so you can go out and practice it. Now let's move on to our next and final skill of the day, incantations.